kids and Bible prophecy, can the two go together? Dr. Rachel Nelson thinks so, and she believes that now more than ever is the time to unwrap prophetic mysteries to even the youngest minds. Stay tuned to learn how she does it and how you, too, can get in on this exciting journey right here on Revival for Mission. Some people say that children should be seen and not heard. But what about prophecy? When it comes to proclaiming God's messages to the world, there is no age limit. Pastor Wilson, isn't it amazing that the Holy Spirit is using children to talk about prophecy?
Well, if adults will not speak the word and the truth, the Lord's going to use children. He's going to use everybody. And he really wants families to be part of it. I mean, really, the best, one of the best sermons that can ever be preached is a well-ordered family, a family that loves Jesus, that understands the prophetic role that God plays in our lives so that you can have hope for the future. You can have a perspective that is much larger than a lot of other people. So understanding Scripture, understanding prophecy, understanding what God has in store, and that this whole experience on life in this world is not just something that has a beginning and then an end, but there is a future, a marvelous future that God has in store for us. It's all in God's Word, and it's so exciting.
Today we have Dr. Rachel, who has taken matters into her own hands and brought her entire family to create something that children would be blessed by and would be able to understand prophecy.
But first, let's hear Amy and Michael and some beautiful music that will touch your heart right now. Thank you.
Welcome back. You're watching Revival for Mission. We have such amazing guests today. I want to introduce you to Rachel. She's the mom. And Michael, who is 8 years old. And Amy, who is 10 years old. Rachel, let's start with you. You've been very involved in this project for Prophecy for Children. Tell me more about that.
Well, I've always had a passion that children can understand the Bible. So when COVID hit, I wanted to think of something that we could do for our local kids to get them back into studying the Bible instead of just watching TV all day. So I partnered with a couple friends in another city, and together we thought, let's put together a prophecy seminar for kids.
Michael, what did you do in this prophecy seminar?
So I played the violin and made the music, did the music, and we also did the singing, and we did all the chores around the house.
I see, preparing for it. Amy, tell me about your participation in this. What did you play?
Well, we did all the music, and we did the chores, and we also helped pray by praying.
Why don't we watch a little bit of this so that we can have an idea of what this was all about? So let's watch the video now.
Hello, welcome back to our next section of Explore the Prophecies. I'm so glad you have joined us. Now you may be wondering, why in the world are you holding a pillow? I'll tell you, have you ever had a bad dream or some sort of really scary nightmare? We're going to learn today in our Bible story about a king who had a really scary nightmare. But before we do, let's join Amy and Michael as they sing the B-I-B-L-E. Yes, that's the book for me.
The B-I-B-L-E. Yes, that's the book for me. I stand alone on the Word of God, the B-I-B-L-E.
It's time for us to join Tina in our Bible study. Make sure you have your Bible, because we're going to be studying about a king's nightmare.
How many of you have a Bible? At least one in your home. Probably we all do. That's amazing, really. Do you know there was a time when if you were caught with a Bible in your home, that you and your family could be killed? It was a rare thing to find a Bible anywhere. Those days were called the Dark Ages. The Bible says of itself, it is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Many terrible things happened during that time because of the wickedness that prevailed everywhere. We will definitely be learning more about the Dark Ages in future lessons. Psalms 119:130 says, "The entrance of your word gives light." Without God's word, the Bible, to call them out of darkness into his marvelous light, as 1 Peter 2:9 alludes to, people walked in darkness. Satan is called the Prince of Darkness. Do you think he wanted people to have the light of truth from God's word to help them not sin against God? No. Jesus is the word that became flesh and dwelt among us.
Excellent. Children should understand prophecy. That's the premise here. Did you guys understand anything from the prophecy teaching?
Well, before this, I had never had hope for the future, but after the last seminar, I was like, I need to get back on the right track. So I've been trying to do that, so it really gave me hope for the future.
That's a great line from an 8-year-old talking about the future. And Michael, you were saying you wanted to tell a story or something, I think. Do you have something you wanted to share at all?
Yes. It was actually a miracle because on the last night, my mom was working on editing the video, and all of a sudden, she got like this warning that said, the computer is not able to hold this stuff, so it's just gonna make the computer crash. So the computer crashed and all of the history was gone. So my sister called me down, and we, like, knelt by the bed, and I prayed first, and then, like, I was praying, and in the middle of the prayer, I, like, looked up, and I heard this clicking sound like someone was working on the computer and clicking the mouse, and I was like, must be my ears tricking me or something. So I went back to praying, and we finished praying, and Mommy just literally had to push one thing, and it was all there. Everything edited, and all there. And I really believe that clicking sound was an angel.
That's the power of prayer, isn't it? Mm-hmm. I mean, I think we've all prayed for our computers sometimes when things just seem to be in a mess. But I love that story. That's a real practical demonstration of what can happen when you're dealing with prophecy and the devil doesn't want you to share it. Mm-hmm. And the Lord will step in and do something miraculous. Mm-hmm. What a powerful thing. And Amy, what have you learned out of being involved in all these things that you're doing, music and helping with chores and all that, but you're helping with sharing what God has predicted is going to happen. And does that have any meaning to you about what you're doing to help others know about that, especially children?
Yes, it does have meaning. I found it's very thrilling to be able to share things with others, even if you're just doing the music or if you're just helping out doing chores for your mother so she can edit the videos.
Good job.
And other things like that.
There are many ways of helping. Now, Rachel, you have this passion for helping others understand the Bible. What stories have you heard from the people that are listening to this, the other children, perhaps from other parents that are engaging with this video every day?
So, just a little history. We planned this really just for our own church. We put it on a website, and overnight, over 300 families had signed up for our seminar.
300 families.
And then, by the end of another week, we put up registration about a week before, we had about 580 people sign up for this event. We were completely blown away with the interest. And during the event, we had approximately almost 2,000 hits a day. We were just shocked that people were so excited about it. And then we started getting feedback from parents saying, my children are watching this and discovering that Jesus is in the prophecies and that Jesus' love is in the prophecies and they're falling in love with Jesus through the prophecies. But not only children. We had professionals who would never have gone to a prophecy seminar, actually agnostic, but because someone in a doctor's office said, hey, here's a kids program I'm watching, they went home and watched it, came back and said, I would never have dreamed how exciting Bible prophecy can be. So adults were getting excited about this as well.
If you're interested in finding out where to find this, just go to revivalformission.tv and the link will be there under this episode. Let me come back to you, Michael. There are many prophecies with beasts and animals and all of this. Do you have a favorite vision or one of those apocalyptic things?
Probably my favorite would be the beasts of the sea.
Okay.
We have a little song. You remember what they are?
Yeah.
Lion.
Bear and leopard, swift, and terrible beast.
Mm-hmm. So you learn through song as well.
We tried to incorporate songs as well as other visuals to help the children really understand these prophecies because I feel that it's really important. I believe we're at the end of time, and I feel it's very important for our children to be able to understand where we are in Earth's history and see the biblical evidences for why we believe we're at the end of time.
I can't wait to take it to my boys at home. I have a 10-year-old, 8-year-old, and 6-year-old. And I can't wait for them to watch it, and then we have these conversations.
Now, let's talk just for a few moments about prophecy itself. The children are involved. Families are involved. I mean, this is magnificent because it attracts people, and then the truth is presented. But prophecy itself, why did God initiate telling people about the future? Now, I'm going to read from Revelation. Some of those animals are also in Daniel. And then you have prophecy in Revelation. Of course, there's prophecy throughout Scripture. But here in the very first chapter of Revelation, it says the revelation of Jesus Christ. So first of all, this is something that's being revealed of Christ, which God gave to him. So now get the picture here. God is now giving something to Jesus, who is God also, and to show unto his servants. So now Jesus is going to show it to somebody else. Now this is why it's so important, prophecy is so important, which must shortly come to pass. So things that are going to happen, God wants us to know, it's being passed on. And he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John. So it's now getting passed on to John, who wrote the book of Revelation. And then he bare the record of the word of God and testimony of Jesus Christ, of all things that he saw. Now, listen to this verse, and then I want us to reflect on prophecy and why it's so important that children, older people, everyone be involved in understanding prophecy and sharing it. Just like God gave it to Christ, Christ gave it to John, John gave it to us, we're supposed to give it to other people. Blessed is he, that means all of us, that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. In other words, the Lord's coming soon, he wants you to know. Now, tell me your perspective, Rachel, about why prophecy is so important, and especially in this pandemic setting and all that kind of thing.
Well, I'm a physician, and as a physician, we learn how to think scientifically. And you, in a scientific model, you have a prediction, you then test that prediction, and then an independent person can then go and validate whether your prediction and your test model is accurate. This is very important. If God's word is to be trusted, we have to have a way to test and validate it. And that's mm-hmm. prophecy. Mm-hmm. Looking back at things that were predicted, then looking to see if they came to pass, gives you validation for the Bible. And it also validates things that are then predicted for the future.
Beautiful.
And I think that is very important as a Christian to have a solid foundation for what you believe. And not just believing it because, well, it kind of makes me feel good right now. No, this has to be truth that I'm willing to die for.
Rachel, you're a physician. You're a pediatrician. We learned that you're a video editor.
Let me just, I'm actually a terrible video editor, and I apologize already for the quality. I did the best I could.
Well, you're better than I am.
You're a video editor. You are also, we learned before, that you are homeschooling Michael and Amy. So you're a teacher as well. And no doubt at home, like most mothers, a judge and a doctor as well at home, and so on. You have had experience where your parents got involved, you involved in the mission of the church in sharing these truths with others. And now you're passing that along to your children.
Amen.
If Jesus doesn't come back in 20 years, I can only imagine what you guys will be able to accomplish in leading others to Jesus. How do you see that process, Rachel, of passing on this torch?
I think it's very important. One of my favorite sections in the Bible is the genealogies. And seeing how God kept a faithful generation throughout the Bible. And that's my goal. I feel it's very important to keep the faith. And the only way my children are going to adopt my faith is if they see it in practical application. If they're involved and they experience it, they're much more likely to adopt it. I can't force either of my children to be Christians. They have to choose it for themselves. But I want to make it as easy as possible for them to make the right choice.
Amy, would you recommend a young person like yourself to be involved in reaching out to people and telling them about prophecy?
Yes, absolutely.
So in other words, this really made something different in your life because you were part of it.
Yes.
And Michael, I heard you say, it's given you hope for the future. How would you have any word that you might want to tell a friend who's 8 years old how it could help them?
I just want to say that it's just really, like, it really, like, gets you, like, feeling like you actually need to be in the right instead of the wrong.
Yeah. And who is the only person that can help you be in the right? Because can you be in the right by just trying really hard?
No, of course not. Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus, that's right.
You got it.
Perhaps we'll have, Amy, you just said yes, but I think you have a deeper message for your friends at home. Why don't you look on this camera right here? The red light will go on this camera, and you can tell other 10-year-olds of how they can get involved from wherever they are. Go ahead.
I think everyone should learn about prophecies, and I hope you will look at our prophecy seminar online.
And I think one day, Amy, you're going to have a program of your own where you will be the one talking. It's fantastic to have you guys here. What else would you like to say to parents, Rachel, that are watching this?
So I did this prophecy seminar for our church, and I didn't realize that my own son would accept Jesus through this prophecy seminar. And my greatest goal as a parent is for my children to be in heaven.
Amen.
And so I realize once again how as we bring our children alongside us in ministry, it doesn't just impact us, but it can actually lead them to accept Jesus as their personal Savior, which is, I believe, every parent's goal.
And if you would like to know more information about how you as a parent can help to inspire your children with prophecy, visit revivalformission.tv. We just have a couple more questions. Don't go away. Welcome back. You're watching Revival for Mission, and we are here with Rachel, Michael, and Amy, who have participated in a prophecy seminar for children. As you put these videos together, you're not an editor. No. What made you think that you could do this?
Honestly, I didn't think I could, but as we worked together, God made up for our deficiencies, and despite the lack of quality in the production, the message is still getting out, and people are blessed in spite of our inadequacies.
Amen.
Which shows that God can work through anyone. If he could work through a donkey, he can work through someone who doesn't have any clue about video editing.
I love it, Rachel. You are the kind of person who takes responsibility for things and says, I'm going to try and do this. How many people spend their whole lives trying to get something so perfect they end up not getting involved in mission? How do you guys feel about Mommy doing all these things?
Well, in the beginning, it was a little stressful. But yeah. As I realized that we were helping our mom out and we were being missionaries, just what we were doing, helping her with cooking and other things, I was more happy about it.
And as my dad said, we're helping fight my mom's battles. I felt really great when I was like helping my mom.
They helped me a lot because I really did spend a lot of time trying to figure out how to put everything together. And they took over so many of the household chores. We truly couldn't have done it without them.
That was so inspiring. Michael, Amy, why don't you play for us? Would you like to hear a bit more? I would. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Amy and Michael. You know, it's marvelous to see how talents that God has given can mature when people apply themselves and when they're involved in doing something for other people. And of course, Amy and Michael helping out with prophecy seminars and sharing with people, this gives new meaning to using your talents for the Lord. You see, the Lord wants all of us to understand He has made preparation for each of us for the future. He's saved us. He's given us hope for the future. He's promised us eternal life if we will lean upon Christ and His righteousness, His justifying righteousness, His sanctifying righteousness. And what an opportunity to share the three angels' messages of Revelation 14 and the fourth angel of Revelation 18. All of these marvelous prophecies. And you know what? The Bible tells us in Amos chapter 3 and verse 7, surely the Lord God will do nothing, but He revealeth His secret unto His servants, the prophets. So just as Michael and Amy and Rachel and all of their church members have been sharing the prophecies of God, you too can understand what God has in store for us in the future, because He's written it in His Word, and He wants you to know about it. And not only know about it, He wants you to tell somebody else about it, because Jesus is coming soon. We'll see you next time on Revival for Mission.